Welcome to the Literary Escape Podcast, the only podcast that serves both readers and authors of historical Christian romance. We read, discuss, review, and rate books in this unique romance subgenre, and sprinkle in a few contemporary Christian suspense books. Authors, we bring you inside tips and tricks from those who have gone before you. Then we bring both readers and authors together for fun-filled live Q&As. Literary Escape is the one-stop shop for both readers and authors to connect, learn, and grow together. Let's dive into this adventurous episode. Welcome back, everyone, to the official 2026 kickoff episode for Literary Escape, where we reveal the books that we're going to read, our predictions for the reading year, and I'm really excited to tell everybody that the next episode that you see coming from us, I'm pretty sure, most of the episodes in 2026 will take place in a new recording area that we are working on getting set up, and I'm so excited, and hopefully we have some nicer cameras besides just our phones, which they do a great job, but we'll get a little better picture quality for everybody who likes to watch the video versions. But we're also going to be kind of upgrading our episode style. So we used to do some trivia. Do you remember?
Yeah.
I think we'll bring some trivia back. Just some different, fun, unique things. More than just discussing the book. So I'm really excited for this year.
Yeah.
It's January 2026 already. That's crazy.
It is crazy.
So crazy. All right, so we always like to kick off by just letting everybody know what we're going to read this year so you can read along with us. You know what the other cool thing is? We also migrated our website to a new website, and we have the Literary Escape Book Club membership now, which is $7 a month or $70 for the year, and that gets you a free book from me every month. Every time I put out a new book, you get the ebook free. And then we'll pull back. I don't know if anybody remembers, but we did coffee and books events. We used to do those quite a bit, where we had several authors come together and just chat with readers, answer readers' questions, and just meet. So we'll be bringing that back, but we're going to bring that back for members only. So we'll be working on that. And then there's also some free shipping if you buy anything from the Literary Escape online store, which is slowly expanding.
Yay.
I am super, super excited. Yeah.
Behind
Tiffany, we have the Unwavering Faith tote, which we've had that one for a little bit.
I know, but I have not seen this. This looks spectacular.
Oh, yeah. I love my tote. It's actually really sturdy.
Yeah, it looks like it.
It doesn't, like, when you kind of glance at the straps, you think, oh, it's not going to be. But, I mean, that thing can carry some weight for sure.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Unwavering Faith t-shirt and the Bounty Brothers shirts. Those are still available. We have a few mugs left, Unwavering Faith mugs left. And we are bringing in, I am so excited, we're going to be launching a new t-shirt that is the Circle 7 Ranch.
Ooh.
Yes. And my cousin Nikki, who does my book covers, she designed it. Cannot wait. But she's also designing an actual logo for the ranch as well.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually we're going to end up with a brand as well. Because, you know, they brand their cattle through the whole thing. So eventually...
Nice.
We're going to have that too. And so just keep an eye out, because we have some fun new stuff coming out. Because when we migrated to this new site, it just opened up the ability to get more products out for everybody. So I'm super excited about it. Anyways, okay, so you'll want to go to literaryescape.com and check that out for sure. All right, we'd love for you also to join the club and read along with us throughout the year, because we'll also probably end up doing some live just with us book club stuff with our members as well. So it'll be fun.
Yes.
It'll be fun. All right. So are you ready to hear the books we're reading this year?
Yes.
Do you want to read them all? Do you have them up?
Yes, I do have them up.
Okay. Tiffany, go for it.
So you want me to do the series and then the books underneath, or how do you want me to do?
Let's just do the series.
The series. Okay. So we have The Hope of Cheyenne series by Tracy Peterson, The Minnesota Kingstons by Susan May Warren, which have we read anything from her?
No,
I was like,
no.
That sounds
She's
like
new
a new
us.
New author. We have, it's not necessarily a series, so there's four different books here listed for April. It looks like Pepper Basham, Loyally Luke, Some People Like It Scott, Positively Penelope. So sound fun. then we have the finishing off the Convenient Risk series by Sarah Ark Turnquist. And Lake City Heroes by Lynette Eason, which is new author to us too.
Wow.
The Texas Promise series by Naomi Rawlings, new as well. And then, of course, we'll have our Christmas stories.
Yes.
And our wrap-ups.
We will. And we'll probably, you know, not to self-promote, but we'll probably add my books back
yes,
in.
Good.
The ones that I've gotten. But there is also a really high probability that we'll bring Gossamer Falls back, at okay. least to talk about book three, because that comes out in March of this year.
Good.
And so
I noticed we didn't have one there,
yeah,
so I was hoping.
We need to do that. And then we started the Lynn Shannon series.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's going to be more books of that coming out this year. And Crystal Caudle, I feel like book two's coming out of that series.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Jessica will want us to add that one too.
Yeah. The reason why we have new ones is last year what we did was we went back because we in our fifth or sixth year in the podcast.
It's been
a few years.
Yeah.
So we went back to every author who was gracious enough to do an interview and be on the podcast and said, do you have any, new releases or backlist series that you would like us to feature? And so that's how we created our 2025 book list. This year, we were like, let's expand. Let's get some new authors in. So we have several new ones.
Mm-hmm.
And Pepper Basham is not really, she does more rom-com style. So that's a little different because, you know, we've been focusing on historical romance and then contemporary suspense romance. So now we're bringing in a kind of a rom-com element. But I got to meet Pepper last year at a writer's conference. She is so sweet. And she actually signed one of her books for me that I got in one of her sessions. And I think we're going to have a blast reading her books. So, and everyone raves about Pepper's books. So I thought you would really enjoy it.
I'm excited. That's one that I'm going to put as one that's going to be my favorite because the way you guys have talked about some of hers. So I'm excited.
I think that I thought, you know what? We really pushed Tiffany by adding suspense.
So you gave me some
a year ago.
Love.
Yeah.
Love it.
And so I was like, let's give her some fun.
You know how I love my rom-coms.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So we added that in for you. So, like, I feel like since we've started, we really expand. Because we used to just be historical romance. And then we're like, okay, let's add a little contemporary suspense. And that was for me. So thank you for putting up with that, Tiffany.
Well, I do see that. I'm just questioning the titles on this Lake City Heroes. Is this going to be another suspense series?
Yes. That's
okay.
Lynette Eason, right?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Romantic suspense.
Okay. And the Christian elements there,
yes.
too?
Yes. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. I should say that. All of these are Christian.
I'm just making sure because I need that.
The faith piece to get through it.
I need that inspiration to help me and remind me that I can get through these series.
I love it. The light at the end of the tunnel.
Yes.
We're okay. God's got us.
Right. I need that reminder. As we all do.
Yes. Yes. And then Susan May Warren is new to us as well. I've been in love with her books for a while, actually.
Okay, good.
So they are suspenseful.
Oh, okay. I wasn't gathering that from her titles or just people's names. So I was.
Oh, yes. So
I was thinking more romance, but
there is a lot of romance.
Okay.
Hers is suspenseful in a different way than like Lynn Blackburn's and Lynn Shannon's. You're used to like that's like got murder mystery and like I know like the dead body stuff really gets to you.
Mm-hmm.
There's really not that much. Oh, let me double check because I have to remember.
You're going to tell me that. I'm going
to
be.
I have to remember because I've read so many of her books. I have to remember. Okay. This one's more like your. How do I want to put it? Like your Night and Day. Have you seen that movie with Tom Cruise?
No.
Okay. So it's more like a. I wish you could see that. Okay. So anybody who's seen Night and Day or like your 007 style.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Suspense.
Okay.
But there's that romance piece to it.
Like Indiana Jones kind of stuff?
No, kind of. Yeah. You could say that for some of it. Now, I will say the first two don't kind of start that way, but don't really stay that way. The others move into like the, especially Austin and Steinbeck's story, because they are or they are attached to someone who's like black op military background.
Okay.
I have loved every one of her books because I am huge into like the military suspense romance setting. So these don't, they're not all in that, but they kind of move into it. So anyways, really great. She's an incredible writer. I will tell you, she's really good. I think you're going to like them. A little bit different.
Okay.
I've already read all those, so that puts me at an advantage when we go to do our predictions. So I do apologize. I got ahead of myself, but I was like, we have to put this series on. Anyways, if you were to look at my Kindle reading, you would see that I read a ton of military romance. I don't know what it is about it, but I love
it's
that.
It's the knight
like,
in shining armor thing for you.
It might be. I kind of like that, like, black ops, you know, the guy that can do anything. And,
Yeah.
So, anyways, you have to watch the movie Night and Day, by the way.
I wrote it down in my notes. That way I could watch
it's
Tom Hans might like it that I branch out for him. Yeah. So, like.
Is it Cameron Diaz? I think it's Cameron Diaz and Tom Cruise.
Oh.
Are together in that. Oh, my word. It's got comedy, too, Tiff. You're going to love it.
Okay.
It's got the action, the comedy, and the romance. For sure.
Okay.
And Tom Cruise, of course, is the man that can do anything. He's like super spy man, you know, in the movie. So, there's this one part I just have to tell you because it's absolutely hilarious. She gets taken by the bad guys.
Oh.
And they give her a truth serum. So then when Tom comes in and he's in the middle of rescuing and pulling her out, this is hilarious. He's like, they're moving from one spot to the next for coverage, right? He moved ahead thinking she was behind him. He turned around and she's still back there. And he's like, come on, we got to go. She's like, I just don't think you're very happy to see me. She's still like drugged and everything.
Yeah.
And then she goes, I think we would have really great sex. We should have sex. And he was like, he walks over there and he's like looking at her eyes and he's like, did they drug you? She's like, I can't remember what she said. He goes, okay, you need to hydrate. Okay. <He's> like, we need to get water in your system. it's hilarious. You will love it. All right.
It sounds
fun. I digress
fun.
Again. There's a saying in there that he says to her that Derek and I say to us all the time or say to each other all the time because he's like, with me, without me.
Yeah.
He says it like three times to her. She's like, I don't want to go with you. I don't. She gets kind of drug into his drama.
Oh, okay.
And it's like, you have to be with me or you're not going to make it. So he's like, with me, without me.
Is that what Derek has to do to you now?
Yeah, sometimes.
I was like, I don't see you doing that to Derek. I see
I do it sometimes
oh,
to him.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyways, okay, so as we read through those, which series do you think will be your favorite?
I'm going to go with, I don't know some of these authors. So I know Tracy Peterson I like, so I know that would be one I like. But I'm going to go, based on things I've heard with you and Jessica, is the Pepper Basham. that one, and then the Hope of Cheyenne series by Tracy Peterson, one of those.
Okay. I'm just taking notes so, like, we can go back next year and look
I'm
at
I'm glad
that.
You do, because I wouldn't remember.
So you think Pepper Basham series, well, the books in that set, or the Tracy Peterson, what's the name of that series?
The Hope of Cheyenne.
Oh, series. Yeah. That was one Jessica suggested for us.
Oh, then am I allowed to like it?
Yeah,
like,
you can. You can like it.
I'm teasing Jessica. That means there's not much romance.
What about books, you think? Like, or a single book you think you might like?
I love the name Positively Penelope.
Okay.
So, but I also like that some people like it Scott. I just like to play on those words, so.
Yeah. I know those some like it Scott. Yeah. She did a good job with that.
Yeah.
All right. Are you ready for Jessica's?
Yes.
Okay. She thinks the books by Pepper Basham are going to be her favorite. And I think she means that for both series-wise.
Mm-hmm.
Really, I think Pepper's books are standalones. And then she also means that by the books of the year. So I'm just going to make a note to slide over there. Okay, for me, my prediction is, this is going to be hard because I already read Susan's books.
Mm-hmm.
And they're so good. They're so good. Okay, but we also have such another round of, like, amazing authors. We've also already read the Convenient Risk series, so that's really hard because I really enjoyed those too. Mm-hmm. Like, so I keep, like, wavering. I think it's going to be series wise. It's probably going to be either The Hope of Cheyenne or The Minnesota Kingstons. I'm in love with The Kingstons still, by the way. The series, I'm done reading it and I want more. It's ridiculous. I should go back and
read
it.
7 books.
Yeah, I'm like, give me more, Susan, give me more. She has a really great, great series. Book-wise, that is hard. Because I read some of them already, so I was like, I'm going to go with, I think I'm going to like Loyally Luke.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, I got to write mine down so I don't forget. All right. How many books? Okay, we didn't do so well tracking our books on Goodreads. Okay, so we're going to make a commitment to track our books on Goodreads.
Mm-hmm.
What is your reading goal? Like, how many books do you hope to read?
I want to read all of ours again, and then I would like to read 10 more than that.
Oh, so how many do we have? Did you happen to count up?
Almost 30. But we're going to add some too. So.
Yeah, I would say 30 for the time. Okay. So you want to do 40?
No, I want to do 50.
Look at you, Tiffany.
I don't like that number 40, so I'm going with 50.
Is that because?
No, we're not talking about that. Although in January, when this kicks off, we will be celebrating a milestone for you.
For both of us. Just, I know you already broke through.
It's not that bad so far.
Okay.
So far, but sure it's only been a couple days.
Yeah, you know what? By the time...
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, no, you won't. What?
By the time this episode comes out, it will be. Yes, because we batch record. So, yeah, mm-hmm. By the time this episode comes out, I will... have officially made it into the next decade, which I am not looking forward to. Although all these people that have gone before us keep telling me, like, honey, it's the best.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to be just fine. I'm like, yeah. I cried when I turned 30.
Right?
I don't really want this next
40
decade.
Is the new 20, so it's
I'm
fine.
Like,
it's
I'm
fine.
Like dragging my feet going, no, don't make me.
That's because I'm 29 forever.
That's
why.
Right. That's so. Right. I'm going to set a goal of.
Although I do want to share. I had a patient tell me, you're not old until you're 90 and then you can be old. That's what he told me. And really? I was like, that puts a new perspective on it because I'm only like not even halfway there.
That's right. Okay.
He's like, you are not old at all until you're 90. Young. Then when you're 90, you're old.
Is he 90?
Yeah. He just turned 90 this year.
Aww.
So he helped me through it. It was sweet.
That was nice of him. Probably.
We did put in perfect, you know, he's like, that was half of my life. Like, I still... Mm-hmm. He's like, you still got a wild code. I'm like, all right.
Okay.
I'll take it.
I mean, one of my uncles was like, I wish I had my 40-year-old body back.
Yeah.
And I was like, really? Because like all of a sudden I'm like, I wake up and I'm like, why does this hurt?
Right.
I don't even know what I did. It just hurts.
Right.
Like, come on. Okay. So knowing like this first half of the year is going to be insanely busy for me. I'm going to go with the goal of 50. I'm going to stick with your goal. I'm going to do 50. I was going to go 75, but okay. And we'll be better about putting it on Goodreads.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know what Jessica didn't share. Oops, I smacked my microphone again. Jessica didn't share her goal.
We should make a goal for her.
Okay, Jessica.
She should be the same as us.
She was at like 51 last year.
Oh, well, we need to set her goal higher.
Okay.
75 for Jessica. She's cut time. She works in a library.
I know.
She could read all day.
She does text me during the day. I'm reading. Good for you.
You lucky duck.
I am
75. Not. 75.
You want to go 75?
Yeah. If she doesn't make it, we should have some kind of challenge she has to do.
Oh, yeah. Remember those things we used to do like tomahawk throwing and knife throwing? We used to do a lot of like really... crazy stuff for book giveaways, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
We might have to bring some of that back this year.
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
Yeah, let's do a fun
thing. We only do
Jessica.
Those in the warm months, though, because I don't like being out in the cold.
Yeah.
So.
Although, if we went skiing, we could, like, warm up by our fireplace. Somewhere.
Oh, yeah. We went skiing. Have you been skiing?
I have once.
I've never skied before.
But if I would have saw the lodge first, I would have stayed in there. And it would have. It was not good. There was little kids like passing me on the bunny hills and stuff. Oh. And then it hurts.
Yeah,
snow
see,
that's
is, my fear. Like, I'm getting to the point where, like, I could
I'd probably
break
a hip now. Yeah. Yeah. It was back when I just had Natalie. Yeah. When I went. Not good.
Still young.
Yeah.
Like, you could bounce back fast there.
But it hurt.
Maybe we should do a ski thing sometime. Derek's been. He goes, that's fun. Yeah. I did ice skating when I turned like 34, 35. Yeah. I was like, hey, I'm going to do this before I'm 40.
Ice skating's fun. It's harder than roller skating or rollerblading, though, because of all the bumps in the ice.
I hate it.
Yeah, and it's cold.
I hate being cold.
Yeah.
But also... I don't know if there's still video of it. I never let go of the side. I just pulled myself. I didn't even try to like skate. I just pulled myself around. Because what it was is once you get in, everyone's going one direction.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to maintain that. Well, I wanted to turn around and get out right away.
Yeah.
Because I hated it. Derek was behind me the whole time. Mm-mm. And he was like, oh, I'm starting to, you know, kind of get a good feel for it. He's got his hands on my hips. He's like, I got you. And I'm like, no.
Yeah,
no,
that's
no,
how two
no.
people fall instead of one.
I'm like, we are going to fall and break something. And I like crawled my way off the ice rink and was like, I'm done. I don't know if we still have video of it. My nieces and nephews were taking video and they were like dying laughing.
Yeah. Can you roller skate? Like,
I can rollerblade. I prefer rollerblades over roller skates.
I do too. Yeah.
So you would think the ice thing would, but it feels so slippery.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's a different feel. Yeah. And I'm like, we're going to fall down. And I did have to laugh, though, because as I was watching, there were like some young girls out there. And there was a young guy that was like the rink supervisor. And so he was, you know, helping the young girls around, you know, flirting. And I was like, oh, young love. Anyways. Okay. I think that's it. Did we cover everything for our kickoff?
I think so. We're going to have a great year of reading.
It's going to be awesome. We're going to do some new things, and the next episode will be in a new studio area.
All right.
That I think you're going to really like.
Yeah. I mean, I like this too.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think just this next one will be nice and cozy.
All right.
So. All right. Fun. So here's to 2026 reading. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If so, please consider sharing our podcast. Every share helps us reach more readers and authors like you. Until next time, happy and blessed reading and writing.